You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
So questions are a great way to gather information, right? We do it all the time. We ask our friends how they are, what you've been up to, and maybe even in those special moments, do you love me? A doctor has to ask questions to determine what's wrong with us. And a teacher will ask questions to determine whether or not we understand the lesson. It's not to be mean for you students out there, but it's just to see if you're grasping what the teacher is talking about. Well, Isaiah asked some questions in our first reading, and they were rhetorical in nature, meaning that he didn't expect a specific answer. He asked, "Who will contend with me? Let us stand together." He asked, "Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me." He asked, "It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty?" What Isaiah was trying to do through his questioning was to help his hearers understand that humans can't help themselves. God can. He says, "All the rest," referring to non-believers, "will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up." I love the imagery of the Old Testament. St. James continues with his poignant letter from last week, and he asks some very personal, again rhetorical questions. He says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say that you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you?" This question in the Bible is a bit problematic for our Protestant brothers and sisters who believe that faith alone justifies us. Catholic doctrine is a bit richer and is based on this exact passage from James, that faith is evident through our good works, and we do our good works because of our faith. And yes, we understand that our works cannot save us. Only God, the author of salvation, can do that. James even gives a great example, and it is one for us to ponder. He says, "If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill,' and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good in that?" There's another one of those pesky rhetorical questions that we get throughout life. Just think for a moment about those awareness ribbons and wristbands that people are wearing. Is being aware of some plight or cause or condition really what we are called to do? Of course not. We are called to act on it in some tangible way, through prayer, through fasting, that long-lost art, and giving of our time and our treasure. We are called to actually engage in work for those who are in need, not just show that we care with some words or silly ribbon or wristband. And don't be fooled. very little money from the sale of those wristbands and ribbons goes to the actual cause. The Better Business Bureau in 2020 found that most sellers reap 80% of the profits, with less than 4% on average actually making it to the charities mentioned. Now on to Jesus' question. Who do people say that I am? The answer to this question will change everything for us. If we say that this man Jesus is some historical figure who went about doing good, then we can ignore him and do as we choose. If we say that this man is the Christ, the Son of God, as Peter confesses today, then we must respond in some way, either negatively by rejecting him and his teachings, or if we are honest, by totally, completely, utterly configuring our lives to him. There really is no middle ground, no gray area, regardless of those 50 shades of gray that we've heard so much about. Historically, it's hard to disprove that Jesus existed. Of course, we have the written evidence of the Bible, and some will object to this, that these scriptural accounts are only documents of faith. Yes, they are. But they are also documents of history, because they were written mostly by people who knew him, had experience with him, educated people who took notes or wrote down memories of him shortly after he had passed away and died for you and me. And there are non-Christian sources as witnesses as well, plenty of them, as a matter of fact. Flavius Josephus, a name that probably doesn't appear in any history class, but he was a Jewish historian who mentioned Jesus, as did the Roman politicians Pliny the Younger and Tacitus, whose accounts of Jesus match what the Gospels relate to us. Even Roman writers Lucian and Celsus wrote about Jesus, although as supporters of Caesar, they did so unflatteringly. But even their accounts match the Gospels. In this day and age, we know of Jesus' life through the Christian creeds, the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, through prayers and in the clear teachings found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Even his name tells us who he is. In Hebrew, Jesus' name means God saves, or Emmanuel, God with us. So here's the question. What are we to do with this information once we know by faith and history that Jesus is God? Well, the answer is really simple, but the execution of that answer is not so simple. If we believe that Jesus is God, we have no choice but to live our lives in accordance with his teachings, all of them. We have to be like him, striving in this life to be with him now and in the next. We must see all human life, from natural conception to natural death, and all the people in between, in His image and likeness, and love others, friend or foe, as well as ourselves, just as He taught. Of course, it is easier said than done. Yes, if, as we heard in the gospel, we think not as God does, but as man does, then, brothers and sisters, it will be difficult to live out the commands. If we accept Jesus as our Lord God, then we have to take up our own unique cross in this life. As Isaiah reminds us, the Lord is our help. Trust Him. Have faith in Him. And let us let the words of the psalmist that we heard today be our prayer. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice in prayer, because He has inclined His ear to me the day I call. For He has freed my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.